Well, God bless Jenny and so many other church members who volunteer to provide meaningful children's chats every Sunday. As we end today's children's chat, another announcement that for families who'd like to utilize the nursery, the room is available. And I'm glad to announce on the effort of Cole that we have a TV working in there. So if you're a parent that needs to take your child to the nursery, you can continue to watch the service or hear the service. Let us pray for illumination as we prepare to hear scripture read. O mighty one who scatters the proud and fills the hungry, by your Holy Spirit, let your word leap in us and bring to our yearning the joy that comes with new beginnings and renewed lives. Amen. Well, our first scripture reading this morning comes from the book of the prophet Micah in the 5th chapter, verses 2 to 5. The book of Micah provides one of the most significant prophecies of Jesus Christ's birth in all the Old Testament, pointing some 700 years before Christ's birth to his birthplace of Bethlehem and to his eternal nature. Let us listen to the words of our Lord spoken by Micah. But you, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has brought forth. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel. And he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall live secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be the one of peace. Our second scripture reading is from the Gospel of Luke in chapter 2. And today's reading is extended to verse 39 through 55 and recounts Mary's visit to her cousin Elizabeth, who was also pregnant. As we hear Mary's song, we are reminded of the amazing truth that God promised to be born in the flesh, like our flesh. Today's reading is provided by video created by Reveal Nation. Let us listen, hear, and see God's word come alive. The words of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Well, today's gospel story is overwhelming. The story that we've learned and told and retold, the story that has produced songs and dramas, movies and poems. And yet through it all, the story persists. The story draws, it defies explanation. It is an act of beauty and awe and is best met with open wide wonder. It is Mary who reminds us of the beauty that is coming, the beauty of Emmanuel, God with us, a celebratory reminder of the blessings of home. Of course, we can't forget that Mary is rejoicing in the midst of real world problems. Most noticeably, she is pregnant and unmarried. Mary has unexpectedly received news beyond her control. Without warning, the angel Gabriel visits Mary to proclaim the good news that Mary will conceive in her womb and bear a son that she will name Jesus. Gabriel explains that this baby will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. It comes as no surprise that this news is less than good for Mary, a young woman engaged to Joseph. For then it was downright disgraceful and sordid. And like any teenage girl, Mary seeks out the comfort of her friend, her cousin, Elizabeth, who, even though is in a different situation, has learned that she is pregnant as well. Unexpected news beyond Elizabeth's control. Unexpected news for a barren woman. Elizabeth is the older cousin, years of life experience behind her, and an appropriate person for Mary to receive advice and support. But as biblical accounts often do, what seems expected doesn't happen. We find Mary providing the assurance and the wisdom as she shares her song with Elizabeth. Luke doesn't tell us exactly why Mary seeks out Elizabeth. Perhaps it is maybe to double check the angel of the Lord is telling the truth about Elizabeth. Or maybe Mary imagines it might bring comfort to Elizabeth to know that Gabriel spoke of Elizabeth's pregnancy, confirming God's hand in the matter. Whatever the reason, though, Mary sets out quickly to greet Elizabeth. Whatever Luke's intention was to tell this story in his gospel, this scene is just slightly absurd. The coming of the Messiah who will redeem Israel is anticipated and proclaimed not by archangels or high priests or emperors or even ordained pastors. Rather, two marginalized pregnant women, one young, poor, and unwed, the other far beyond the age to conceive, unable to provide an heir to her husband for so many years. Two marginalized pregnant women carry the future proclamation of the Messiah, and suddenly their worlds are turned upside down, reminding us that the blessing of home can come in very unexpected ways. An upside-down world happens to all of us at some time or another, whether our world is turned upside down by unexpected health news, or maybe by the joy of an engagement or the surprise of a job loss. Each out-of-control moment affects us and our relationships with one another. So much like Mary, we too hold in our hands the joy of life and, well, what I call the junk of life. One day brings us good news and another day brings us perplexing news. And we live day in and day out with both surrounding us. And delicately, we balance both experiences and determine which news we will proclaim to those around us. It is in Mary's song of praise we find she chooses both. She proclaims the perplexing reality that God looks with favor upon her, a lowly servant. And in the midst of that reality, she points to the redemption found in God alone. God has looked with favor upon Mary, a lowly teenager betrothed to Joseph, and has renamed and reclaimed her as the Blessed Virgin Mary. In Mary's song, we hear of both sides of God's goodness and action, the grace and the mercy of God. Mary bears witness to the grace, the unmerited favor of God, who has done great things for her and looks with favor upon the lowly and fills the hungry with good things. Mary may not know what will happen next, but she remembers in her song what she does know. And what she knows and understands and believes is that the Mighty One has done great things for her and her people from generation to generation. Mary's song is about God, what God has done for her personally, and what God has done and continues to do for all of humanity, especially God's people, Israel. Ultimately, what Mary reminds us in her song is that God's love never fails, even in the midst of uncertainty about the future. Whether we endure the fear of going home or the joy of going home, the truth remains that we will be welcomed home. And that's the blessing of home we celebrate today. Perhaps that welcome won't come from the home that we think of now, in this lifetime, in this world. But the blessing of home will come to us, and we celebrate that today. Mary's psalm points to the wide expanse of God's love. She paints a picture with her words of God seeing potential in her very unremarkable life and equipping her to be a part of the most remarkable story to ever come true, a true story like none other. So, my friends, what are the songs that we are singing through our lives when we find ourselves in a difficult situation? Are our songs filled with hope? Are they filled with peace or joy or love? Or maybe all? In some days, it's hard to find ourselves singing songs filled with any of those good things. But what words come out of our lips proclaiming the blessing of God, God's home for all people? Advent teaches us to watch and to wait and to learn that the answers don't always come quickly. Needs are often not met immediately, and that resolutions don't arrive on demand. And even though we yearn for answers and quick fixes, sometimes, most times, we have to wait, don't we? Wait and wonder like Mary. Wait and wonder like Elizabeth. Wait and wonder together. The season of Advent gives us a chance to decide that we will be hopeful, that we won't be given to despair, that we will look beyond the past and the present, trusting in God who is waiting to walk with us into the future, into some place new. But this season also presents us with the responsibility of speaking life into people all around us who have no understanding of what home truly means. This season should compel us to ensure the words that come from our mouth bring hope and peace and joy and love into the lives of people we know or make contact with throughout the day. Do not be afraid. We will get to Christmas. With joy and thanksgiving, we will get to Christmas. But there is great blessing on the road between here and there. Great blessing on the road called Advent. Let us too remember that we can be the great blessing to someone else on the road called Advent. Mary's song, known as the Magnificat, is very beautiful when you read it from the Message translation. The Message is a contemporary translation of God's holy words. And hear it translated through Eugene Peterson, who wrote the Message. Hear the words, the Magnificat, in this translation. I'm bursting with good news. I'm bursting with God news. I'm dancing the song of my Savior, God. God took one good look at me, and look what happened. I am the most fortunate woman on earth. What God has done for me will never be forgotten. The God whose very name is holy, set apart from all others. His mercy flows in wave after wave on those who are in awe before him. He bared his arm and showed his strength and scattered the bluffing braggarts. He knocked tyrants off their high horses and pulled victims out of the mud. The starving poor sat down to a banquet. The callous rich were left out in the cold. He embraced his chosen child, Israel. He remembered and piled on the mercies and piled them high. It's exactly what he promised, beginning with Abraham and right up till now. May we share the blessing of home in a world full of homeless people. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Friends, if you are able, stand with me as we offer a song of praise. Great is the Lord.